Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Come on up, Terry Wilson. Give him a hand. And is this on purpose?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, here we go. Don't mess up.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my
friend.
Hey,
Billy, catch.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody.
Hey, Billy, catch.
I'm gonna sing it to my friends. Will it go round in circles? Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? Will it go round in circles?
Hey, Billy, catch.
Will it fly high like a bird up in the sky? I've got a story, ain't got no motto.
That's right. If they let a dog in church, they got to let Willie go around in circles, sure. I mean, come on. Charlotte, you can thank me, because if they're going to allow me in here, well, they have to let the Sherman Shepherd, right? It'd just be hypocritical. Amen. Will it go around in circles? That's today's topic, and you're saying, what in the world have I signed up to? I don't know. So Forbes magazine did an article last November. They put this out at the end of the year, every year, and because I'm sort of in the business world and that's what I do, I sort of keep up with that kind of stuff. And what was amazing to me is the statistics has been the same for like the last 15 years, you know, bobbing and weaving the top reason. But the top reason why most people are frustrated in their employment, you want to guess what it is? Gave it away, didn't I? I don't know how to ask these questions. I would have think, well, maybe it's money, and maybe it's time and freedom. They don't want to work 60, 80 hours a week. No, it's this feeling that I'm going nowhere, that is, I can do as much as I'm asked. I can try as hard as I need to, yet I seem to make no progress. Going around in circles. Now, I know that Billy Preston there in 1972 wrote a song, Will It Go Around in Circles? And what he was saying was, can I write a song that ain't got a melody, that won't have a dance with it? Because songs back then, to be a hit, had to have a dance. And matter of fact, the song I'm going to brag about, it ain't got no melody, ain't got no dance, and the story ain't got no moral. It's going to let this bad guy win every once in a while. So will it make it to a record? Will it fly on the radio airwaves and become a hit? That's what he was asking. He was having a little jest there. But the question that I'm asking today is, are you going in circles or are you going in cycles? Paul says, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind me, I strain forward to what lies ahead. I press on toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way. And if anything, you think otherwise, God will also reveal that to you. The thing that Paul was saying here was, you know, God just doesn't, and I say it in some of our webinars and stuff, I've never met anyone that just tripped and fell on a mountain. There is an intentionality to achieving all that God has for you. Salvation's free. It is. God did all the work for you to get in the club. But what you do once you're inside is all on you and me, isn't it? We can't blame God for if we're just going around in circles. We can't blame others. No, we can, but the effect is we're just marking time, isn't it? See, notice he says, I forget those things that lie behind me. He's not saying to intellectually deny your past. Everybody in here has a story. Everyone in here has had to walk through things. No one makes it out alive this life, do they? We've got scars to prove it, don't we? But you know, the question is, am I going to allow that affect my future? Am I going to allow the past to dictate my future? That's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm not asking you to live in denial. What I'm asking you is forget those things Don't let them affect you anymore. Don't let them pull you back. Don't let them lie to you. Don't let them say, you're not good enough, you're not smart enough, you don't have what it takes. Because if you're in that mindset, you will never go where God has called you and I to go. You will go in circles. So the question is, am I going in circles or am I going in cycles? And see, there's a distinct difference, and here's the difference. And you don't even have to go to Sunday school next week to learn this. You see, if I'm going in circles, I'm not ever making it to another level. I'm going around that mountain, I'm going around that mountain. But see, here's another lie that you can slip into. Once I've learned to get along with a difficult personality, then I should not have to deal with difficult personalities anymore. That's not true. See, you're going to have issues in this life. Some of those issues are going to repeat themselves. My question is, are you on the same level when you see them again, or have you gone up a level? Am I going in circles, or am I going in cycles? And that's the difference. You know, when I had, and you guys know my story, when I had my business failure several years back, I marked time for a long time. I wasted a lot of time. Why? Because I felt like a complete failure. I felt one thing that, the first thing that man had to overcome, once he became conscious of good and evil and he partook of the tree of knowledge, and God said, don't do that, because then it makes you conscious to things that should never pull you back. Well, man fell and he did that, and so he made a decision to become aware. What drives your decisions? What causes you to decide the way you decide on things? How do you equate what's right and wrong? How do you decide if this is for me or this is not? Psychology teaches us that there's two main drivers, two main motivators for us that we all make, whether you do it on a conscious level or not. And that is what brings me pleasure or what brings me pain. And I'm always deciding, you know what? Around 12:15 today, I pray if everything goes well and we get, and you guys listen quickly, I'm going to be avoiding hunger pains. And I'm going to partake in the pleasure of an egg roll, some fried rice. You see? I'm kidding. But see, once you become a child of God, the decision's no longer what brings me pain or what brings me pleasure. What brings you pleasure? What brings you pain? What, you know, our decider needs to change, but it's still the same. Because see, if you'll notice all through history, all through the Bible, today I put before you death and life, good and evil, blessings and cursings. Choose you this day. You see, we have a voice in this. We're not victim to happenstance. You and I can go as far as we decide to allow God to take us. The only limitations you and I have is the limitations we put on ourselves. And so when I had this business failure and this thing, one of the things I had to overcome real quick is the same thing. Yes, sir, amen, amen. One thing I had to decide real quick and get over is this thing of shame. This thing of shame, like, I'm embarrassed. Why would anybody listen to me? Why would anybody give me the time of day? I am a complete and ultimate failure. I've lost everything. I have nothing. And so I had to overcome that. And it took, I wasted a lot of time. The only regret I have going through that is not actually going through it. Is the time it took me from after going through it to the time I decided to believe God's word about what he said about Terry Wilson. That's my only regret. Why did it take me so long? Why did I have to, you know, this thing about, you know, feeling shameful and all that? Because what I discovered was I had a story. What I discovered is the meaning of that passage where he says they overcame by what? I had a testimony. And in business, in a real practical sense, Tom, what that meant was people could relate to me. People related to me say, I can listen to that guy now. He walks with a limp. He don't have it all together. And one of the other things I had to do is embrace my limp, not try to hide it. But listen, I made some mistakes here. You know, I have not done everything right all the time, Pastor John. I have done things that I am embarrassed of. I should have known better. I've been raised in church. I'm four generations. I should know better. Yet, I still made mistakes. You might be here today thinking, there's no way I can go to another level in my spiritual walk, in my professional life, in my personal life, because this. And all of a sudden, you're giving yourself excuses of why you can't. Let me tell you what God says about you. You're the apple of his eye. You're above and not beneath. You can do all things through that which he's already given you if you'll just engage it. There's no reason, there's not a person in here that can't go to the nth degree because you got a calling on your life. You got a high calling. Paul says, I press on to the high calling. It's something above my reach. It's something I can't ascertain myself, but through the grace of God, through the mercies of God, and through the obedience of God, I can obtain. If I can believe it, I can receive it. Amen. So I had to get over this thing of shame. I had to get over this thing, you know, and I joked about it last time I was here. I said, yeah, I learned a way not to do business, and you need to know this too. That's how I would open up every seminar. Protection and provision. In Genesis over there, he says, I am your shield and your great reward. One of the things that, I don't know what level you're on, but are you trusting God or are you trusting your career? Are you trusting other people? Are you trusting other things? Let me ask you something. I don't mean to meddle. Does your attitude change every 4 years around November or so? I'm just asking. Because if it does, your protection and your provision is coming from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and not the streets of gold. I'm in business. My attitude doesn't need to be adjusted what to do on Pennsylvania Avenue nor Fifth Avenue. My attitude is controlled, maintained, subsidized by the King of Kings. No matter what happens, we're in it to win it. No matter what the world does, amen? The other thing, your standing, that's a legal term, and I dare not try to bring up law, Mr. Cranfield, in the presence of an attorney, but standing is a legal term, which basically means I have legal claim to something. I have legal claim to something. I have standing in this case. You see, if Verizon does a bunch of people wrong and there's a mass lawsuit, you know, where all the Verizon people can go into this lawsuit. Well, if I'm over with AT&T, guess what? I don't have any standing, right? One of the things you've got to understand, and this is a big one, you're not a guest here. You're at home. If you're a child of God, you're at home. You have standing here. You are in the kingdom of God. You have legal rights. You have the ability to say, God, I want everything that you have for me. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to obtain what you have for me. You know, standing is a huge thing, and it's Tom's speaking on it in Sunday school. Your legal authority in the kingdom of God. You have rights. And I'm going to tell you, once you discover these rights, especially if you're in business, it's an unfair fight. Because we have the King of Kings on our side. God reveals things to me, and I was like, this is not a fair fight. This is like insider trading. isn't this wrong? He said, did you get it from anyone else or me? I'm telling you guys, if you'll draw close to him, he promises something. He'll draw close to you. And he's here for your good. And I'll tell you, even if you're facing problems today and you are discouraged today because you said, this is the same thing I've dealt with before. Now, let me ask you something. The last time you dealt with it, were you on the same level? Because if you're on a new level, guess what? That's progress. There's no need to feel discouraged. There's no need to feel beaten up. Guess what? I've had business failures since the big one back in 09, but my recovery time and my ability to learn has changed dramatically. I think I mispronounced that, but I will go back later. The point is, I've had to learn, okay, I'm going through another cycle. I've seen this devil before. I've seen your intent. I had a guy, I tell you what, I've learned about who to yoke up with and who not. I've learned. Had a guy a year ago tell me, Terry, I just want you to sell me on this. I want you to tell me why I need to do this with you. I want you to convince me. I said, I'm not going to do it. Well, what kind of salesman are you? I'm not. Well, do you want me to do this business with you? Maybe, maybe not. What are you talking about? Tell me why. I said, listen, you're wanting me to own the decision. And I'm not going to do it. I've laid it out. This is what it is. Choose you this day. I'm not, because guess what? I've learned something about human nature. It took me a while, but I've learned. Nobody wants to take responsibility for their own decisions. Nobody. Well, preacher, I've been coming to church for 20 years, and I'm still miserable. Now, is it the preacher's fault? Oh, I've tried that religious thing. I've tried that Bible thing. It's good for the weak-minded, but, you know. Well, strong-minded people is the one that built the Titanic. It was the amateurs that built the ark. You see, we have standing with God. We have a legal right, a legal claim to everything that he's offering us. I was told not to move because the cameraman get frustrated because of that. I'm going to break an ankle up there. I'm Steph, baby. Sorry. My son's running camera, so I'm messing with him. Because I'm seeing him up there doing this right here. It reminded me. We have standing with God, amen? Are you worried that you're not being fruitful? Are you worried that, I don't see the fruit from this activity. I don't see the fruit from what I'm doing here. The Bible says, if you're doing it in the name of God, everything you touch. I might not see it now, but God's not a liar. Let me tell you what, we got a little over 3,000 people that work in our organization, either as affiliates or paid members or something. And about 20 some odd percent of them don't make it. We've counseled them, we've coached them, we trained them, we give them some tools, this, that, and the other, and it just don't pan out for them. It's a little over 20, it's like 23, 24%. Let me tell you what the common denominator between 100% of all of them, 100% of people that it just doesn't work. Because we're not trying to mold them and say, hey, here's my armor, you use it. We're laying out a buffet saying based on your temperaments, based on your training, your expertise, what your expectations are, your personalities. We coach them and say, here's some things and tools we would use if I were you. I couldn't do them because of my personality, but you. So it's not because it's not a fit for them, okay? But you hear that. It's because they quit too soon. They're not patient enough to see the results from their hard work. And I tell them, I said, listen, a good percentage of what comes into me and what I make in my income is what I call orphan sales, Tom. They went out there, they hustled. They work. They talk. They train. This don't work. The next day, The next day, the guy decides, I need to do something with my life, and so-and-so has left the business. Can you help me? Why, sure, what I need. I know everything. He's already told me everything. I just need to give you the money. Okay. I'm telling you the truth. 100% of the people that don't make it is because they quit too soon. Don't quit. Don't give up. Don't ever, ever, ever give up, no matter what you, I'm telling you, because it's just my luck. As soon as I do, it'll be the next day. You know, I'm not saying you don't need to modify. I'm not saying you don't need to pivot. I'm not saying you don't need to examine, okay, if this is going on for so long and it's not being fruitful. Yes, get with a pastor. Get with a friend. Get with a coach. Get with someone and say, what? I don't see the results in my life the way I want to see them. And let them help you. But if you're doing it the way it's supposed to be done, if you're doing it according to the book, it will come to pass. I promise you, don't give up. Let me ask you something. This is a big one. God told Jacob, because of your covenant, my covenant with Abraham, I will bless you. I will bless you, and I will bless you. I'll bless everyone. I'll bless your whole family. But he didn't know that at the time. And in this particular passage I'm bringing this from, there was a what was called a treasure in his bag. He said, the servant of God came up to him and says, this is giving it to him. And he says, what it's inside? He says, it's a treasure from the king. And the question is, do you have to know what God's going to do before you trust him? See, if I have to know everything, but before I believe anything, I will receive nothing. If I have to know everything before I believe anything, I'll receive nothing. That's the ways of God. He's always going to put you and I in a position where there's just something there. There's a mystery to it. I don't all have it together. And we got to trust. And if we don't, guess what? We're going to be on that level, going no further until we learn it. And you'll face it again. But now, instead of trusting him on this level of the unknown, he's going to give you some great, great unknowns. But you've got to trust him. Conflict. There he told the children of Israel to go down in Egypt and pitch and show up. And this is before they went into captivity. And a lot of us like, No. Why? Conflict. They didn't want the conflict. I've learned something. When there's things arise in my family, in my business, at church, if I don't deal with it here, that thing festers and it grows. And what was just a little conflict, guess what that thing did behind closed doors? It grew. It got big. Deal with the conflicts. If God is saying this is the way it is, and there's something there that's just, then you need to, good people need to get together and work it out. Amen. The call of leadership. And I'm gonna close right here because we're getting into the time here. But there's a call of leadership on everyone in here. And most people won't receive that word. Most people say, well, no, I'm here to just do this. But God, if you're in the kingdom of God, if you've been called by his name, if you've claimed the name, then he has given you a ministry, a calling. He's given that to you. And the question is, will you receive it? Will you believe it? See, a lot of people won't receive that, won't believe that because of their thinking. And I've heard people say, you can't change the way you think. Oh, au contraire, mon frère. Au contraire, mon frère. You can change the way you think. Well, how do you change? I can tell you this real quick. This is how. You want to know how you change the way you think? Change the questions you ask yourself. Seriously. You think based on the questions that you entertain. If I entertain this question, why would God ever use me, Brenda? I'm Joyce's son from over in Ruth. I mean, if that's my questioning, then what are my thoughts to entertain that? But if my question is, what's God going to do with Terry Wilson today? What's Terry Wilson going to do today based on God's favor on his life? How is Terry Wilson going to get out of this one, Charlie Hopper? Because God's with him, and it's going to be a show to watch. You better grab some popcorn. We're going to have a good time. You see, if your questions change, your thoughts change. Change your questions, your thought pattern will change. You got to call leadership on your life, folks. You've been a called a leader in your family. You've been a called a leader in your workplace. You've been a called a leader in society. You've been a called a leader in this house here. This house here needs you. We need leaders. What is leadership? Saying, I'll do what it takes. I'll be responsible to see this objective take place and done. That's leadership. Anything else is just a title. Leadership says, my name's on this. Amen? Amen. How many know you're called to greatness? Yes. How many believe it this morning? Yes. Stand up, welcome your pastor. I'm honored every one of you came out today, and I'm honored to be here in this house with you. I tell you what, you're at a wonderful place. If this is not your home church, you need to get to know some of the pastors here. They're great people, known them a long time. Good people, the elders here, good people. They love you, and they love you with God's love. They love you with Christ's love. They don't care where you're from. They don't care where you've been. They don't care what you've done, because they know if you'll subscribe to this right here, they know where you're going, and that's all that counts. Doesn't matter where you've been. It's where you're going. Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to have him stand right down here. You just stand right down there. Thank you, sir. Right down there. How many of you heard the Holy Spirit speak to you through Terry about going up another level, going up another notch? How many of you have questions about that? Nobody? What? How many of you have questions about how to get to the next level? You have a question? Anybody have a question? A few of you? Well, here he is. Come ask him. Really, he's been through it. We have all been through it, right? Say, I am here to make a difference. And you're making a difference. We just need to increase the difference that we make. Is that true? Amen. Does everybody love Jesus today? Is anybody in here that needs to? Hey, Tyree, are you still here, Tyree? Is Tyree still here? He limp? Okay. All right. Yes.
Terry needs to release an anointing. An entrepreneurial anointing.
Ooh, yes. Who wants it? I mean, I ain't releasing it if anybody wants it. Who wants it? Well, come on up here real quick. Come on up here if you want it. Quickly. Right here. I mean, move fast. If you really want it, get on the move. All right. Right here they are, and he will release it. You want something to start a new something, new business, a new thought process? Crowd in. Come on, crowd in. Come on closer. Come on. Step up. This thing won't bite you, I promise. Entrepreneur. All right. Okay.
Amen. Amen. Let's bow your heads. Lord, I come before you with your people. Your creation. And when you created them, you said, let us make them in our image. And you are the creator. And one of the attributes that you have given them is creativity. And so, Lord, I draw from that deposit you've already put in them right now. That creative gene. That creative mindset. Lord, let new concepts, new ideas come to them in their dreams right now, God. Let the ideas that has never made sense to them before, give them a clear path of how to execute on that right now, God. Lord, take their dreams to realities. Lord, show them right now where this thing fits and brings value to the people that they're around, the markets that they want to serve. Lord, give them the concepts from heaven. Lord, block their ears and their eyes from naysayers and people that would discourage. Lord, let them hear truth. Let them hear the reality. Don't let them be deceived of what this task may be, but God, give them the strategies of heaven, the strategies of the kingdom of God that's going to propel their money, their business, and their life to the next level. Lord, deposit in them what you have given me. Give them a willingness and a conviction that says, I will not quit. I will not let go until you bless me, God. It might cost me a limp. I might walk away from this thing with a limp, but I'm not going to let you go. Lord, don't let them. Give them the grace to hold on to you. Give them the grace to receive and to understand those things that they need to receive and understand before you can allow them to go to that next level. Give them the grace to hold on. It's going to be a fun ride. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Amen, guys. I do want to say this. About 6 months ago in Sunday school, for those who were in Sunday school, I said, I had this crazy dream. At 4 o'clock in the morning, I was supposed to write a book. And I shared it, and OA spoke into it and said, yeah, and he was talking about his experience in writing a book. And lo and behold, I started writing. My grammar, Faye, boy, whew, I thought you had to read and write to be able to write a book. Who knew? But I wrote one, and then a lovely daughter-in-law of someone standing on the stage said, hey, I'm an attorney. I know a little bit about grammar, and I love to write, and she edited my book for me. She got me sounding so smart. She did. So if you'd like the sample copy of that, it's a PDF file, just let me know, and I can give you the link to go. It's free of charge, but it'll give you a little bit of my history, and in those first 4 chapters, if you'll grab a hold of it, you can go to the next level. Promise you.
Amen. God bless you. Those of you that came down, do not take this moment as something that, well, I did it and nothing happened. No, you walk in the faith of what he gave you today. Amen. You step in faith. Are you glad you came today? Are y'all glad y'all came? We welcome all the visitors. We really do. Glad you're here. Hear me say this. I'm going to release you. You will not want to miss next week. Okay. Y'all can go. God bless you. Amen. Yes. Uh-huh. Hold a second.
I just want to say that Pastor Tom, before Pastor John had his surgery, I took a piece of paper and I wrote down the amount that the people told me I had to pay after John's surgery, which was about $13,000. And Pastor Tom prayed for me. And I want you to know that John's surgery was over $60,000, and I haven't got a bill yet. So I went online to look at my insurance, and online it says my $60,000 bill is paid.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's a good one. Now, Terry is going to be doing Sunday school at 9:30 starting next Sunday in the room in the foyer, and he's going to be teaching this topic. So if you want to know more, 9:30 next Sunday in the room in the foyer. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.